Okay, everybody, today continuing in Inyanei Hilchos Chala, Yudalid, back in Yudalid. And, okay, so and we've been discussing, you know, the Shir and Chalek and other Inyanei. Today we're going to discuss Isha Shenilosha B'mei Peiros. In other words, say you have a regular dough, but instead of using water to put in the flour, you put maypeiros, and you make a dough. A lot of times you make a, you know, last time we discussed if you're making a lekach, and you're making gliva raka, when to be mafrish. But, you know, also sometimes cakes are gliva raka, but you can have cake that's gliva ova also. But the question is, what if it's not water that you're using, and it's made peiros? Does that change the status of the halacha?
Not just juice from peiros, peiros stuff.
Made peiros.
Orange juice.
Orange juice, apple juice.
Eggs.
Eggs, right.
The pizza place is used to do.
Yeah, okay. So says the Mishnah. Isha shenilosha b'mei peiros. Chayeves b'chala. So it says b'feirish. It's chayeves b'chala. I mean, pashtus, why not? You know, you take flour and you put a liquid. So who cares if the liquid is water or any other liquid? As long as it's edible. Chayeves b'chala. And then the Mishnah continues on page 2. V'necheles b'yadayim miso'ovos. In other words, if you have hands that are not clean, tummy, so what's the din? The din is that something that's mekabel tuma has to be huksha lekabel tuma. Right? Has to be huksha lekabel tuma. Which means that when it was tolish menakarka, one of the Zion Mashkin came upon it l'rotzon. Either you pour on it, or say it was raining and you were happy with that it's raining, so it's l'rotzon. So then it's mekabel tuma. Now what are the Zion Mashkin? Yad Shochadam. And those that point out that each of the Zion Mashkin are connected one of the Yamim Tovim. So Yad Shochadam. Yad is what? Yayin.
Dam.
Shemen. Cholov. Tal. Well, he said Dam already. So Dvash. And Mayim. And that's the difference. Yayin is what holiday?
Pesach.
And Dam is what? Yom Kippur, and Shemen, Hanukkah, and Chalav, Shavuos, and Tal, Pesach, and Dvash, Rosh Hashanah, and Mayim is Sukkot. Well, okay, so that's brought down. I saw it brought down. Well, it could be the beginning of a drasha. You know, if you need to say a drasha, that could be the beginning, and then you elaborate.
The eye could also be more.
Purim is what? Yeah. The eye is Purim.
Yeah.
The eye is Purim. But May Peros is not one of the Zion Mashkin. In other words, apple juice, orange juice is not one of the Zion Mashkin. So therefore, if you make something, you make a dough with apple juice, orange juice, it's not going to be Mhukshu L'Kabal Tumma. So that's what he says over here, that if you make an Isa with May Peros, so then it's what? It's Chayav and Kala, but you can eat it with tummy dick of hands because you're not going to metame it. There's no hefshon kabot tumma by meperis, because meperis is not one of the zayin mashkin. Good. So that's the mission. How does that affect the bracha? So that's, you know, make a difference between whether it's considered hamotzi or hapasa b'kisna. You know, I mean, if you're the Sfardim are very makbid on this, even though Rav Abadi holds not that way, but the Sfardim are very makbid that I get egg challah. They a diehard Sfardi won't make hamotzi on egg challah.
Like,
yeah, but a diehard Sfardi will bring along his water challah. Water challah. You know, I've had people come, you know, to the Shabbos table with their pita bread or their challah. You know, they're not, you know, okay. Now the Rambam brings this down. Isa Shenilosha on page 3. Piyano Shemen Odvash Omaim Roshim. He says this whole thing. Okay. Hey Kali Shaloshan Osob Omaim Odvash Ochel Osob Bolo Fia Potter. So you have to have an Isa that's... But if you Isa Shenilosha B'yayin of Shemen... It's Chayiv and Kala. So that's like the Mishnah. That if you do it b'mei peiros, well, what does the Mishnah say? One second. Does the Mishnah mention mei peiros? Does the Rambam mention? It only has what? Ain masa beim shalosha b'mayim beim shalosha b'shar mashkin. So the Ketzav Mishnah says, Mishnah, he quotes the Mishnah. So what is the what is this referring to? Well, does he have Shar Mashkin? Right? Reb Tur Menachal She'im Asachama Lechem Bein Losha B'mayim Bein Losha B'Shar Mashkin. So it's Mashma that it's only because it was a Nechama. But if it would be Shar Mashkin, it would be Chayim, if it would be a regular Afiyah. Right? Right, because the question, he has a case in Mufar, Ben Betano, Ben Bekarka, Ben Al Machvas. Also, Yisrael Yavsho Bechamo Bilvad, if he's going to put it in the sun, or you could do Bishol, it's Patata, which is no fear. Whether you Losha b'mayim, maybe losha b'shar mashkin. That's only because there was no afia. If there would be an afia, then shar mashkin would be chayiv, like the Mishnah. Now take a look in the Mishnah in Tvul Yom on page 4. So, the Rambam in the mission in Tzvul Yom is speaking about Isa Shem Hukshara B'mashka. So it was Hukshara for one of the Zion. Mashkin v'ilusha b'mei peiros, but it was nilosh b'mei peiros. V'noga tful yom, Rav Lezer ben Yehuda ish bar Tosa omer mishum Rav Shua posel as kula. In other words, if you touch part of it, then the east is considered one unit, even though it was made from mei peiros. Rabbi Yekiva Omer, lo pasal el mokam magol. So he says a chiddush that just like May Paris is not machshir, so too Kasav Rabbi Yekiva came to May Paris ein machshir and lo maisi lehuli de tuma roim osam ki ilo einon. The apostle of Mokom Magol. Yeah, Mustama any. Yeah. So the first case is Isa Shehukshra B'mashke, right? So who was Hukshar? B'nimosha B'mei Peiros. So you have Alamailas. It was Hukshar, so it's Mekabel Tuma. I mean, and there was the notion of Peiros, which is maybe a chisara. So the chiddush is that
your nila should perform, like meter
and isa with the Peiros. Peiros ain't machshir. Isa shen nilosh b'hem im lo hukshar tchila ain't a mekabel stumus. So isa shen hukshar b'mashke. So it was already hukshar b'mashke. With a real mashke, but a designed mashke. So it was already hukshara, and then it was nilosha b'mei peiros. Yeah. No, there was shukshara b'mashke. He put the chitim in the. So the original chitim with a hukshar. So hukshar, Yisus hukshar mashke means Rashi that let's say it's a chitim in mayim. Shlitas a chitim in mayim. They put the chitim in mayim. So the chitim are chitim in mekabel tuma. And then. So it's nilosh, but then it was nilosh for May Paris. So it's mekabel tuma because it was hukshar b'mayim. It was, and now it was nilosh for May Paris. So does May Paris make it one entity or not? The noga behead tful yom, and then it's tful yom touched it, meaning a tummy touched it. Reb Lezer ben Yehuda ish bar Tosa om shem Reb Shua posel as kulam, because it's one entity. The May Paris makes a chibur. Rabbi Akiva says, "Lo posel ol mokom mago." No, it doesn't make a chibur. So only the place where you touched, it was hukshar, so it's mekabel tuma. But the place where you didn't touch is not considered connected to that place. So it's a machlokes in the Mishnah whether May Peiros is machaber or not. When you have May Peiros, an Isa Shinomoshav and May Peiros, is that considered one unit? Or is that considered each grain is considered separate? And the Nafkamina the Mishnah gives is if you touch one part, it was Hukshar, but it was only Nilush with May Peiros, and now you touch part of it, is that going to passel the whole Isa, only the Mokom that he touched? If it's considered one unit, then touches one place, the whole thing is one unit. If not, it's going to be...
same shot a little bit like Kahan by my brother.
Okay, maybe. So now the Yerushalmi says, has a discussion of this in the Yerushalmi on page 6, yeah? 5 and 6. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Elecha Mechuvar. Mechuvar means Lashon Chibur. The Mepharshim say, Elashivas Hama, that's what it says here in the Pnei Moshe. Elashivas Hamashkin Bilvad. The question is like this. Is Shivas Hamashkin a din only in Heksher, or is also a din in Chibur? And that's a machloikis here. That's the machlokas in the Mishnah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So those are the different. So the question is, so how do we paskin? So the Mishnah we saw in Kala says it's Chayev's Mechala. So what does that mean, Chayev's Mechala? It means that even though you were Niloshit May Peros, it must be that May Peros have the ability to be Mechaber, because if you weren't Mechaber, then you wouldn't have a Shear. That's the idea. But just like the Mishnah Tful Yom says that without Chibur, then if you touch one place, it doesn't mean the rest of the East is tummy. That's one Nafkimina. But the other Nafkimina, the way Yerushalmi is explaining, is whether by Chali you need a Shear. Right? We discussed, you need a Shear. So each part is not a Shear on its own, but you made it one Issa, and it's the Shear of Chiv Chala. So then the question is May Peir considered a Chibur or not? So the same machlokas that exists for what? For Chibur, Legame, if you touch one place, well, the whole thing applies as well to the Shaila of Shear. Yeah, so the question is, maybe that's only according to the Shita that it's a Chibur. But if according to the Shita that it's not a Chibur, we would argue with that Mishnah.
Is this Yerushalmi only putting one Shita, or it's...
So there's different Shitas HaTanoim, whether May Paris is Mechaber or not. So that's the whole pilpul there. And should we paskin like that Mishnah Chala? So like you said, Rabbi Olta, page 7, bottom line, second to bottom line, Kaim la halacha Rabbi Akiva, im kein ein halacha kistam Mishnah zu. You see on the bottom of 7, in the right side of the rush, the line that begins with Kaim la, 2 lines from the bottom.
No, really, it's not Mishnah,
sure. Right. Because... because she said we paskin like Rabbi Akiva.
Rabbi, you're referring to the Mishnah Tful Yom?
I'm referring to the Mishnah Chala. And then there's a question whether that Mishnah in Tful Yom is only a Din Lagabi Tumah, does it apply to Chala? In other words, that's the question in the Yerushalmi. Does Rabbi Akiva say his Shita only by Tumah, whether it's Mechaber for Tumah? Does he also say it's for the Mechaber for the Shir Chala? That was the question in the Yerushalmi. Whether it's Latuma, the Chala Kol Shekein Latuma or not. So therefore, in the end, the Rush says on page 7, "Lachay Yeshli Zar Shalom Lolosh Isa B'Mei Beitzim Levad, Belot harus mayim, because the lot says when a sofik achiv chal. So they say you should always put water in the when you're making a dough. You shouldn't just put eggs in. You should put water.
You should not put eggs in.
You should not put only eggs in.
He says,
"V'chaim lo halacha Rabbi Akiva." See, on the bottom two lines on the right side, v'chaim lo. He can't eat halacha k'sta mishnah. Well, there's a whole Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah, but then the question is Rabbi Akiva only talking about Tumma? What would he say about Challah? So that's the whole Deen in the Yerushalmi. Mechaber Mechala. Even though Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Akiva, that's not a, but he's Modeh by May Perish is different. That it is Mechaber Mechala. So there's the two issues. There's an issue of... Right. And then he says, there's no right path to the Halakha of Shulam Levi. And there's a lot that can have suffix. Right, there's a suffix, whether it's... Right, it depends. It's a machlokes. It's supposed to, you know, what to do. So therefore, if you have water, you save the issue. So, and there's shubas in the Rashba about this. So how do we? So look what it says in the Torah on page 11. Isa shinimosha b'mei beitzim o b'yayin o b'dvash b'lo shumayim chosim ha-ramim shechayeves b'chala. That's the Rambam says Perek Vav. Isa shinimosha b'yayin b'shem d'vash in l'fah. Hayevis the Chala, whose Tam Mishnah obeys the Chala. The Rosh discusses the other sheep.
So
So the Shulchan Aruch it says, "Paskins as Chayevis," like the Mishnah.
Right now, right?
Yeah. So that's what. So in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins that May Paris is Chayev Chala, and it's page 13, Sif Tes. So that's the Motzi is a separate halacha. Motzi is whether you, if there's meperos, does that change it from pasaba paskomer to pasaba kistin?
That
depends
if it has the
tzura
of pas, right?
No, even if it has the tzura of pas, it's still may be still possible of a kistin or not. That's the question.
When you have a kistin with the donor's rolls, many posts know that since it has the tzura of fast, you have a wash on it, right?
That's a question whether it's considered pas gomor. Or is it possible on the kistin? That's a... So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, so Rabbi Akiva Eiger in Shulchan Aruch Shin Chav Tes, he discusses this question as well, and he says, "Ayim Sefer Shar Melech Hichas Brachos Di Ma'ariv Mayim." Tipa achas sagi. It's enough even tipa achas. Aval ma'ariv be'acheres mishiva ha'mashkin. But say you have made peiros, and then you put something else in the shiva mashkin. Then he says b'inishe harov mehem. So he says the water. That takes the day. Sagi.
That means that you put one tipa of water with an imperial?
Yeah. That's all you need. But if you're not using water, you're using chalav, shem, and all these other things, together with the mei peiros. So how do we view it? Do we view this as a mei peiros situation? Or do we view this as a... Yeah, he's making a chilek between water and the other shiva, the other mashkin. So he says that because in Yud he says Yesh Lizarmi Lolosh Marei Perish Adam Shivas and Mashkin. So it's interesting, in Halacha test he says, Isa Shengoshim Veperis, Schayev Zmechala. But then in Yud he says, Yesh Nizar Milolosh Veperis, Shayna Meshiva Mashkin. So, it seems to be a stira. So the Shach discusses this. Look at the Shach. Whereas the first Gittin seems to be a stira. In Halacha Tess, he says, Isha Shinosho Mei Peiros is Chayavis. In Halacha Yud, he says that you shouldn't just use Mei Peiros. It could be a problem. So says the Shach, Isha Nizdor Melos Mei Beitim, Kol She'en Meshivim Mashkin, So on one hand we say it's chayv mitzad halach of chibur, it's chayv chala. But he says, don't do such a thing. Why not? Because then you're going to have a challah that's totally tahora. Because May Paris is not Hukshon Kabal Tumma. May Paris Adam Nechshavim Mashkel Hakshel Kabal Tumma. Okay, challah zu tahora. So what's wrong with that? No, but challah tahora, then you won't be able to burn it. Also, list of challah tahora. And you can't eat it. The Kohen can't eat it. Gam kein yefshar kevin shehi torah. But most people are tamei mace. So he says we don't want to have challah tahora, because challah tahora we don't know what to do with it. We can't eat it because we're tamei mace. We can't burn it because it's tahora. So therefore we'd rather you never have challah tahora. So therefore, even though mitzad the halacha, it's mitzarif mei peiros. But then it'll be challah tahora. So in Yud, he's saying, mitzad challah tahora, make sure that it should be tahora. So you should put some water. And this way it'll be machshel kabel tumah, and b'meila it'll be become tamei, and then by the time you burn it, it'll be chala tameya. Okay, that's the story. So he says the best thing is to put some water in, because you don't need the water mitzad tziruf, because we hold that the main paris is, but we need it mitzad, we want it to be mukhshol l'kavol tuma, and this way it'll be tamei, and then you can be sorish, because we have nothing else to do with it. And that's the Shar Melech is on page 16. That's where he quotes it from. The Shar Melech says, "Ayin b'tur shekostim mishum harosh zal." These are shininosh of made payers einachayev zchal. You go with taruvas mayim. Nearly dafka nochad taruvas mayim. On taruvas shar mashkin lo mahani. So he says, with mayim, you just put a little mayim and you're okay. Even according to the Rosh. That's called my parents is not mitzvah, but if you put mayim, but you put shar mashkin, lo mayim can rov mishiva mashkin. But shar mashkin, that's not water, so then it's going to be a question of the Shar Mashkin versus the May Paris. So which is the rove? But water apparently has a stronger effect. What do you say? He says here, what's the svar? Why is water better? Because what's part of the So he writes here in the Sefer Chalak Yilchasa on page 18. He says, Tama Dover at the bottom of the Siyah Halacha, page 18. Tama Dover Shalde, Mayim Nasis Kola Isa Ruy Lachmitz. Because once you put water in, then it's Ruy Lachmitz, Vavi Kalasha Isa the Mayim. The first conservative should talk Rov Mayim, Sriyah Shaman Mayim, Mayim Kokma. Or as you say, maybe the water is Machmitz. So that's a stronger Koyach. So then even according to the Rosh, that it's, even though the Rosh Shita is that it's not a chibur, so it's not chai, but if you put a little water in, then there will be a chibur. But if you put Shar Mashkim, which was also a chibur, but it's only if it's going to be the rov, it has to beat out the May Paris.
Why is that better?
I guess Machmitz has a...
Right.
But it has a stronger effect on the whole Issa. The fact that it could cause the Issa. A poskim sort of should rov mayim, but all the poskim disagree and say, no, you always need rov. You always, but you have a mixture of. So according to Rambam, May Paris is a chibur. According to Rosh, it's not a chibur. And if it's not a chibur, then you don't have a shear. But if you put water in, so, or shar of the seven mashkin, then yeah, you will have a chibur. But the question is that it has to be the rov. So by water doesn't have to be the rov. Water a little bit, but shar mashkin yes. Or some say no, water also doesn't get any special you know, kashivas, water will be only if it's the robe also.
Maybe you say that why not this matter is because, like, otherwise it should just be vata.
So
it's, but if it's not, then it's like nicker.
That's the idea. So that's a fundamental discussion here, Lagabe, all within the Shitas Harash. And then the Shach's thing is, well, we don't want you to do May Paris because we want it to be Tomei. And May Paris is not one of the Zayin Mashkin, so it'll never become Tomei. And if it never become Tomei, then you're going to have Chala Tahora, which usually is the great thing. But that's only if you have someone who could eat Chala Tahora. And today we assume we're all Tomeiim, so then not so. It says, Dafka, don't make Chala Tahora. Okay. So that's a fundamental machlokes, whether May Paris is mitzdarif or not, and the question whether you have that Mishnah in Tvul Yom, which is saying the same thing, but is that Tvul Yom related to Kala or not? Tvul Yom is the Magabi Tuma. Is that the same machlokes or not? Right. Okay. So now, take a look here in the Sefer Dom Halacha on page 19. If you want to see, there's a Magen Avraham you should see first, and maybe on page 17, that when he discusses Pasah Babakistan. So one of the shitas of Pabuk on Pakistan is Isha Shi'ir Badvash or Sherman or Cholov. So he has the kasha, but the Rambam himself says Matzah. Rambam's shita is that May Paris is considered Lechem Oni. Right? The Rambam says Matzah Shalosh May Paris Yotzi Bo Yidei Chavosa. So he says, so he discusses here, Od Yesh Lomad HaChem Mayim She'en Ba Mayim Klal. Hafash. Hava Hasem Mayim She'yesh Ba Mayim Mayim. Is there a chiluk between En Ba Mayim Klal and Ma'at Mayim? Hamashad May Paris En So that distinction is pointed out between having a little bit of mayim making a difference might also be in Hilchos Brachos. Right. So in other words, it was to be yotzei the Rambam Shita, because the Rambam Shita is that egg matzah is considered lechem oni. So now we want to have. Well, maybe if there's some water in it.
No water.
Gamla Rama and Yosef Mo Yidei Chavosu Pesach Rabbi Matzah Shira. Rabbi Mashar May Peres Inochanami Dvar Chamotzi Berkas Hamotzi. Odi Yishom Adhoch Amayri Shem B'mayim Klal. Okay. Yeah. One second. So
Right. So let's see. So yeah. Now there's a famous piece here, the drushas of the Orzaruach, Marach Orzaruach. It's on page 21. So the Marach Orzaruach is the son of the Orzaruach, or Chaim Orzaruach. He says, "Eile Yisachayim Zuchal Al Tanchin Milosha Behei Mashkin." So you need the Zayin Mashkin, you know, the Hei Mashkin. You need the regular Mashkin. May Paris not. He says, "Efshes Rabbeinu Lo Hiskir Shatal V'Dam Ibn Ishad Diber Behove." He says, "Because who's going to put blood in the?" So in other words, he says, "Right, although May Paris is not good, right? So that's not Mitzarif like the Rosh Hashita. The Dovah Alisa Nish Loshem May Beitzim Levad." Shalach or Zeruah or Rabbeinu Yechiel in Paris, Rabbeinu Shmuel, Beshiv Shepetur Menachala. So he says, Yisra Sheninos of Mei Beitzim Levad is Petur Menachala. Because they hold like the Rush against the Rambam. So that's the first thing he says. And then, the second hour says, "Adam she'asa isa kishir chala v'daito haya bavadei l'chalka yechol l'chalka shalotis chay v'chala dafkim hu nachtum chay v'fi she'asa isa v'daito mizrami lo shum." And then he says, "Adam she'asa isa kishir chala v'daito haya bavadei l'chalka yechol l'chalka k'dei shalotis chay v'chala." So some want to say that he holds the radical shita, your shita, very often, that only the chatz and the chalas will be chayef. Only because everything else is lechalka. In other words, yochel lechalka. So in other words, if you work with lechalka, so then it's all lechalka. If you don't work with all the four different terutzim that we mentioned in the past, and in the Chami, it's Potter. Yochel l'chalka, in other words, so before you put it in the oven, you'll mechalik it. And only nachtum is going to be chayef, and everything else is going to be Potter. Oh, so he, but Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins not that way. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins that it's Chayevis. Now, Gabi, the other issue, that's a separate issue. Now,
what's the other issue?
In other words, one issue is, the Chalukah. One issue is the Tziruf, and one issue is the, yeah. But now the Aruch HaShulchan that you mentioned, Rav Harari, the other day, on page 22, Tor Kasvua Echiv Chala Melechem. Yabalachim Tzicha Sufkin and Sufkin Kisvug Mekikim Dagen Dubshinin Kadi Vatur Menachala. Isa Shabli Losa Raka. Yeah. Calls them before Dapsha Bli Yisa Avok. And they're called Isas. Came to Masim of Him Dvarim and Ikar Shein Melechem. Mekikim Dagen Oed Dubshin Kar Melechem Shein Pas. Avokav the Pas and Ilos Al Dvash Chayev Zuchala. So this is the big chiddush of the Aruch HaShulchan. That something that's made, even though it has afia, and it has you know, you made a Issa.
even Issa Belila Ova. But you made it like a chveis, like a ragalach, you know, like you made it that it's going to be. Lekach, we keep in Dak and Sheirach le parperes ba'alma. Ainim again the lechem klal. Because if it's made, no, lekach is bli laraka usually. No, even if you have something that's bli la'ava, but you're making it with a lot of sugar and a lot of, so you're not making it for sviya. Like when you make cake, what do you make cake for? For sviya or for just enjoyment? Enjoyment. So he thinks, so this is the big kula of the Aruch HaShulchan. That if you make cake, it's for a good taste. So maybe it's not chayim kala. Even though it has the regular criteria. We said, we were learning last week about the machlokas, the Avnei Nezer, and the Torah Sa'aretz. Right, about Bilos Araka Shafar, but that's only if you're making something for Sviya.
Yeah,
right, so. Yeah, so he's arguing. He makes a big sheet cake.
Yeah.
And he's going to cut it up after the afiyah?
We mentioned
last week there's the smog sheet that even after the afiyah, if you're giving it away,
without
the smog, you'd be chayim chal. The Aruch HaShulchan is making this huge chiddush that it's only if something is made for achila lasova, but not leparperis. So it's cake people eat to just have it. People don't eat for lasova. So he's saying, from Ferrari, he's making a achila on a deraisa level.
Yeah,
the
deraisa is pub.
What do you mean? How do we know that?
What he's saying is, normally we assume that the challah is a din in we have an isa sorts and the afia. Good. So certainly, if it's bliwas alva, even bliwas araka, we said it's challah. Now his chiddush is, because Michalit says lechem. So his chiddush is, but if it's, and normally Rav Harari is saying like this, Rav Shechter, that the idea being that in Hilchos Brachos, we make a, which is the Rabbanah, we make a chilek between cake and bread. One is the kinuach, one is the...
Unless you're
going to the sphere. What he's saying is that if you make something l'kinuach, the parperis, and it's sheer and everything, alamailas, but you make it the parperis as a snack type thing, that will not be chayv l'chala. That is his chiddush. So he's the first one to articulate that idea. To my knowledge.
We're saying that
Rav Harari was saying that's like. So to him, that's a chiddush. Rav Harari was saying,
say, but normally we assume the chiluk, there is, in Rav Shechter pointed out that lechem is in halacha doesn't mean bread, it means a baked product. Right? So why would this distinction that we make, that we make mezonos on tamtams and hamotzi on bread, that's in Hilchos Brachos, which is in the Rabbanon, we make a chiluk between, as Rav Shechter pointed out, between things that are baked for Sviya and things that are baked for Parperis. You know, kazayas of tamtams, you make them as onus.
Aside from Hilchos Brachos, which is the Rabbanon,
right.
They're saying generally, the Hilchos Brachos is different, but the klal is that anything which is
right.
upward, something
chala.
But okay,
but matzah.
We're saying that that's not true for Kabbalah. We're saying that's not true for Kabbalah.
Right. So
what's the
paradigm ever,
like,
we're trying to understand why it's like the way it's finished. And that, like,
okay,
fine. Like,
why can't this be the
Kabbalah? It could be. It depends maybe what you hold by matzah. That's how I'm going to run my matzah. Because matzah also have to be something that's made le Sviya.
Well, matzah can't have to be only water.
It
can't be anything else.
No, if you hold that, that's the chumra that we have. But if you hold like the Rama, you hold like the other
shit
that is. Made pears is good.
Raman Paul's made pears is like
a lot. That's good.
Yeah. So, I guess it depends on how you're used to thinking about this.
Yeah.
So that's the, I guess he's saying the way Rabbi Shechter always says it over is that the idea is that, so this became the case. You're going to say, no, let this be the normal way. Depends who you come to. Yeah. So this is a tremendous kula that. But this is a tremendous. All cakes, according to the Zohar HaShulchan, would be potter. Even though it says Shulchan Aruch we lost a raka rafia. Iskayev, like the chef first points out, that's maybe if it's something that's made with Sviya. You said even Kichlach. I don't know. I guess they used to have Kichlach to fill you up.
Yeah. I mean,
Iron Kichlach. What is that?
I think it's a
hollow. Oh, yeah. So that's
the hollows.
Yeah, the hollows.
That's what we drink
So this is a big Kiddush. I mean, maybe it's not a Kiddush, but he's saying it. So however you want to say. So he says that lechem, part of the Daraisa, in other words, the part of the Daraisa definition, that's what is that it has to be the sphere. As opposed to what Rav Shachar always says over and over, that the Daraisa definition only requires a fear. That's it. Yeah. What does Rav Adi say? Okay, everybody, we'll continue tomorrow, but you have to Shmaya.
In the pioneer country, who died? The father of the